الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد my dear respected brothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In last night's Taraweeh, our Imams recited the 26th juz where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بعد
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا.
صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and it is He who has sent the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the truth and guidance to make it prevail over all other religions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices as a witness. The deen of Islam was not sent upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam so that he could guide his fellow Arabs, nor was it sent to him so that he could stand side by side with the religions at the time, such as Zoroastrianism and polytheism. We are blessed to be part of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We must always believe that there was an alternative to the dismal situation faced by many, such as low wages, the high inflation, the money-orientated culture, the career politics, and the poor public services, and so on and so forth. This alternative lies right in front of us in the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what better month is there than the month of Ramadan, where the Quran was revealed in, to reflect, to recite, to ponder, to contemplate, and to implement this deen of Islam? We can show humanity that there's an alternative civilization, a way out of the weak way of life we live in today. This alternative civilization being Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.